This is The Cube, where just seven games stand between you and a quarter of a million pounds. These games are simple, but when played inside The Cube, everything changes.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube? Celebrities are going to see whether they've got what it takes to complete seven simple games to win a quarter of a million pounds. Let's meet our first contestant, Tom Fletcher from McFly. Welcome, Tom Fletcher.
Thank you very much.
So, Tom, where have you come from?
We've come from home, North London.
From home, North London. Yes, and what do you do for a living, Tom?
I'm in a band, musician.
Are you? And, and who have you brought with you?
I've
Homies.
Bought...
It's McFly. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Danny, Dougie and Harry, welcome, guys. Lovely to see you. How did you decide between you who it was that was going to be here?
I drew the short straw.
We felt that Tom would be really good at it. Nerves of steel and just good at it. I mean, we play these kind of games in our dressing rooms on tour and stuff, and Tom's quite good at them, so...
We take a cube,
we take a cube with us on tour, so...
That's really rock and roll.
Yeah.
We've got our own cube.
Right, so what makes you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
I don't. Really excel at any of the type of games that go on in here. I'm just kind of average at them all.
What's your charity? Because you're playing for charities.
Yeah, there's two charities. One of them is BIRT, which is the Brain Injury Rehabilitation Trust. Got that right, Harry?
Yeah.
Harry's girlfriend, Izzy's
brother. Izzy's brother, Rupert, suffered a brain injury when he was 18 in a car accident, and BIRT is the charity that helps him. So
That's a small charity, yeah, so that could really do with the awareness. Yep. And that's for people with brain injuries. And the other is Comic Relief, because it's something that we've supported for years. You know, we've been out to Uganda and we had the official song a few years ago.
Well, whatever happens this evening, you will leave with £1,000 for your charity, which is what we do for our celebrity specials.
Great, okay. I'll try and get a bit more.
Take the money and run!
He's got to do something.
Just walk out here and get a grand. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be, yeah.
Good, all right. In which case, you have nine lives. Game one is for £1,000.
Stomp Zone. John, you must stand in the corner of the cube. When you press the button, the floor of the cube will begin to turn blue at a consistent rate. When it reaches the center, it will become invisible. However, it will continue to fill at the same pace. When you think it has reached the mark zone, you must press the button again to stop it. You must stop it within the lines to succeed.
Well, you've seen this one before. You know what to do.
Yeah.
Timing and judgment. That's all it is.
Yeah.
How's your judgment?
Good judgment?
Yes, very.
It's really nice.
You picked me to be in the band, so.
You've got nine lives. At this stage, the cube will give you a simplify. If you're struggling, you can make a game easier.
Yeah.
But you can only use that once, so you could choose wisely when you're going to use it.
Sure.
This is for £1,000. If you're ready, best of luck.
Thank you.
Enter the cube. How does that feel?
Bit weird.
Yeah. You've been having nightmares over this, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been here before in my dreams. Yeah, one time it was catching fire while I was inside it. And then another time I just walked in and someone threw a grenade in.
That's game three. It's never caught fire yet. You'll be all right.
I can start when I'm ready, can I?
You go when you're ready. Best of luck.
Okay.
Bit short.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and easy. The cube took a life, so that's what we expected it to do. This is when you nail it. You go when you're ready.
Come on, cube.
You were one pixel beyond the red line. But that's all that matters because you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Tower. Using the 8 blocks provided, you must construct a tower. You can only move one at a time. And Tom, you have just 12 seconds to complete it. This is a game of speed and accuracy.
This is a new game for this series.
Yeah, I haven't seen it before.
Nope.
Great. Thanks, cube. Cheers.
It's just stacking cubes
mm-hmm.
for £2,000.
How hard can that be?
How hard could it be? We'll find out right after the break. Don't go away.
You must build a tower of 8 cubes in 12 seconds. You can only move one at a time. You have 8 lives, your Simplify, and your trial run remaining. So, Tom, for £2,000, how quick are you?
To speed stacking. That's all it is. Do you do anything like this that might help you in any way?
We come up with silly little games to challenge ourselves in our dressing rooms. Me and Danny recently built a nice cup tower, didn't we?
Yeah, and then he ran into it.
Yeah, Danny ruined it for us.
How high was the cup tower?
It was pretty high, actually.
It was good, about there.
It wasn't in 12 seconds, though.
No,
it wasn't. It took a bit longer.
Against the clock, this. You have 8 lives. You have your Simplify. You've got a trial run now, which means that if you are worried about a game, you can try it out before you do it.
But sure.
Then, of course, you have to do it again to get your money.
Yep.
You going in?
Yep, let's do it.
Bit more physical, this one. Are you quite fit?
I'm relatively fit, yeah. I think I can.
Yeah, you are.
So you need to be quick. You need to be accurate.
Yeah. Any final words of wisdom?
Feel, don't think.
Awesome, lad. Yeah, well done.
I'm loving that.
That's why I'm in here and he's out there.
Okay. So when you're ready, the cube will start the game. Cube, play the game. Go, go, go. That's it. 3.
5.
Oh!
4. 3. 2. 1.
Oh, no, no!
7 lives remaining.
Are you feeling and not thinking?
I was, yeah.
Or thinking and not feeling?
I think this time I need to think and not feel.
Very, very easy to do, and that's one of the issues of the game. You're concentrating so much on one side, then you forget your accuracy on the other side, which is why I said speed and accuracy. Well, you've got to feel for it. Now you know what you've got to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the one. It's you against the cube for £2,000. So if you're ready, the cube will start the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Go, go, go. That's it. 1, 2, 3.
Six lives remaining.
Just that little one on the floor. You do have to pick up the speed here. You've got to be faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do it quicker. Yep. I think I was being overly cautious there to try and, you know, make sure I didn't knock any more over.
Yep.
In the balance now, just finding the balance.
You still have your sympathy, it's not a problem.
I can do it, I know I can do it.
Okay. Let's try it again. You say, and the cue will start the game.
You can do it!
Right, I'm ready.
Cue, play the game! Go, go, go! That's faster, faster, that's it. Three, four, that you would get so worked up stacking boxes.
Blowing cubes.
You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Cascade. 1,000 Red Bulls will fall from the suspended container. One of them will be a larger white ball. Tom, you must catch this white ball before it hits any surface of the cube.
You can do that.
About 1,000 red balls.
And one white one, which is bigger.
Right.
and you've got to catch it as they're all pouring down on your face.
Brilliant.
This is another new game. You haven't seen this one either.
No.
It may look a little scary, but it's going to be scary for £10,000.
Yeah.
On average, it takes 2.5 lives.
Yeah, I can catch.
Yeah.
Harry's demonstrating for me there. I do know what catching is.
Two good cricket techniques. You can either go like that or you can do that. Don't point your fingers at it as well, because it bounces off your fingers. Have a slight, angle down.
OK.
This is all sound advice.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you've got six lives. You've got your simplify and you've got your trial run. So you can now begin to think about these things that you have, whether you want to use them, how you use them.
It's a lot of money now.
Well, £10,000, what would that mean to your charities?
Well, especially for Bert, I mean, it's a much smaller charity than, you know, something like Comic Relief, but I know, you know, any money would be amazing for both of them, so it would go a long way. But I want to try and win as much as possible.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to give it a go.
Straight in?
Yeah, let's go straight in.
Tom, let's enter the queue. Come on! Have a good look.
Yeah. God, it's right above it, isn't it?
But you must stay in that box. So, I can't wait for this. Any advice from the guys over here?
Don't try and catch the ball. Relax, and the ball will come to you.
Yeah, you know, he's right. It will come to you. It'll come straight to your head.
Anything else?
I think maybe because you're right-handed, obviously, start with a bit of a lean. Because you don't want it to just hit you in the face, obviously.
No.
Because that would be really disorientating.
You think I should lean out a bit?
I think slightly.
So, all you have to do is to catch that white ball for £10,000. You tell us when you're ready, the cube will start the game. Nice and calm.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cube! play the game. £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Barrier. You must step over the barriers running across the cube without dislodging them. You will be blindfolded. The game is completed when both feet have cleared the final barrier. Be warned, Tom. In darkness, your judgment will become severely distorted.
This is one that you have seen before.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. First thoughts when you see it?
I think it's going to be really tricky. I think it's going to be really, really tough. I'm already thinking perhaps a trial run or something maybe on this one. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Well, you've got a bit of time to think about it, decide what you're going to do, because we'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
The Cube. The Cube. Whilst blindfolded, you must step over the two barriers without dislodging them. You have six lives, your trial run and your Simplify remaining. So, Tom, for £20,000, can you trust your nerve?
It's a bit of a cube favourite, this one.
I think it's going to be really tricky, but £20,000 is a lot of money.
Double your money now.
£10,000 is a lot of money as well. It's not for me as well, so it's hard. It's what makes it really tough, it's the decisions that are tough.
If you were to go in there and it all went horribly wrong, then you'd be back down to £1,000.
Yeah. It's a big drop.
What do the guys think?
I'm not joking, but I really do think you should do it without your trousers. I'm being super serious.
Well, it's been done like that before.
I know, he's been saying it as well. We've been watching at home on YouTube, and he said, if you get that one, I reckon trousers off, be easy.
It has also been successfully done with trousers.
Right, OK. That's good.
So, I don't know whether you have any idea of whether or not it would be with or without trousers. Never has a cube audience shouted off. OK, so serious, because it's serious money. You are in great shape with six lives. You have your trial run, you have your Simplify. Loads of options.
Mm-hmm. You think boys should go for it?
Yeah. I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it.
I'll go for it.
You're in.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. They're high.
Are you thinking of trying to go underneath? On average, it takes four lives. You've got six, and you have a Simplify. And it's been done in one. Okay?
That second one's high. Really high.
It's for £20,000. I'm going to make it easy for you.
Well, I've got to do it now, haven't I?
Tom, just think how high that second one is compared to your waistline and just think about that when you're getting over it.
Yeah.
How many steps as well? Think how many steps you're going to make.
I reckon one big step for the first.
Yeah. And then two small ones for
two,
the second?
Two average steps.
And bear in mind also that every time you do it, if you do have to do it again, you learn more and more and more every time.
Yeah.
Don't put it down yet.
No, I won't. I've seen the show.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Once it's down, you can't lift it back up again.
Okay.
Okay.
I reckon I'm going to stand sideways onto it, you know. I'm going to go sideways.
Just take your time.
So, Tom, for £20,000, step over those barriers.
Would we fall over straight away? Okay, here we go.
Five lives remaining.
Lift the mask up so you can see where you are. Just caught it I think possibly the heel.
His heel.
Was it? Yeah.
I thought as well, I thought I could step further.
Yeah, not nearly far enough. Definitely further.
Yeah, do bigger step.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just going to be tough.
Right.
Okay. This is tricky. Very, very tricky.
Sidetrack. You must guide the pole along the parallel bars without either end making contact. You will need a steady hand and extreme focus to guide the pole between the ascending and descending bars. So, for £50,000, how steady are you, Tom?
So, this is your £50,000 game. Can I say here, though, with five lives, a trial run and a simplify, crazy as this might sound, You could beat the cube.
Why do you waste it like that?
You could be the guy that beats the cube, walks away with £250,000. Or... You might look at this a different way. It is a tricky game.
Yeah.
The statistics for this are that, on average, it takes just under 4 lives. You've got 5 lives, and you've got your trial run, and you've got your simplify. Mm-hmm. It has, in the past, wiped someone right out. But... also, people have done it in one.
Really, right? Well, it's... to be honest, I'm... it's not really my strong point.
You don't know till you've done it. You ever done anything like this before?
No, it's just like games like this. You know, we have to feed the wire or something. Not terrible at them, but it's not really. I wouldn't choose it.
Let's see what Harry thinks.
I think you should go for the trial run straight away, because I think it's one of those games that if you get it wrong first time, you instantly think in your head, all right, 4 lives. I think it'll get harder each time.
Yeah. So and I also, think should... like, it'd be good to go and see how heavy the bar is.
Trial run it, and if it's really hard on the trial run, you can consider the simplify.
I'll give it a trial run.
Right, decision made. For your trial run, enter the queue. You even walked in there differently this time.
Really?
Yeah. You had a bit of a head-down approach on this one. You don't like this, do you?
It's the first one where I've seriously thought maybe I can't do it.
You will be in far, far better shape if you get your head into a positive place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trial run, so nothing benching.
Yeah, this doesn't matter, this is just trying.
Absolutely, it just shows you whether or not you think you can do it.
Right. Let's give it a go. Oh.
Go when you're ready. You're in play. Started to go a bit quickly then, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I got a bit cocky at the end.
You got a bit confident.
Oh, it's a really tough decision.
This is where it gets really
tough.
This
is the worst bit. This is the worst bit, and I'm really indecisive. To be honest, it was easier than I thought it was going to be, which is why I sped up at the end, because I thought, it's a bit easier. But, I mean, it's 20 grand for... It's 10 grand each for those two charities. That's a lot of money.
If you play it, you'll be playing for £50,000 or £1,000.
What you could do is you could simplify it now.
Straight away.
Straight away, and then, fingers crossed, 50 grand. And then look at the next one. Or you try and get it on this first one, then you've got to simplify and 5 lives for the 100 grand.
But it's not my money I'm gambling with, is it? It's for the charities. Oh, it's so hard! But I'm pretty sure I can do it. But it's just whether I should. Oh, it's really tough. What do you think? Seriously,
I think go for it and not simplify. And then if you get
and
it,
if I get this one wrong,
then simplify.
Which I'm not good. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
No, then I'm going to go for it.
You're going for it. There is no way that anyone who has ever won any big money in the cube hasn't had to be brave.
Yeah. amazing how it changes when you're really doing it instead of the jar on. Here we go.
This is not my sort of a game. I don't know whether I can do this. Oh, I'm
sweating now. I was spending hours at Darth Maul and Star Wars.
Yes, Ron.
You have 50,000. Ready? Game six. It's for £100,000! And this is what's inside the cube.
Shelter. You must throw the ball so that it passes through the diamond and shatters the glass. It's a simple throwing game, but under pressure, it is more difficult to get a direct hit. For £100,000, Tom, how's your aim?
You've seen this one as well?
I have, yeah.
Is this one your game?
I don't know, I don't want to say anymore. Well, the boys have played darts with me a few times, and I'm not the best darts player in the world, am I?
Not bad. You have 5 lives and a simplify
to
play.
Oh, man, it's so hard. It's so hard. This is a lot of money.
Have a think. We'll come straight back after the break.
The Cube. The Cube. You must throw the ball so that it passes through the diamond and shatters the glass. You have 5 lives and your Simplify remaining. So, Tom, for £100,000, do you want to play?
You've got 5 lives and a Simplify at the £100,000 game. Did you ever imagine you'd be in this position?
No, I thought I would have walked earlier, but I can't, yeah.
If you were watching this on the telly now, what would you be shouting?
To be honest, I'd probably be saying, leave with the money. It's what I'd be saying to someone who's watching TV. I know, I always say that, though. I'm always the one at home who's saying, take the money, it's a massive amount of money. £50,000, but then 100 is as well.
You got a band here.
I don't know what you. I mean, I'm awful at making decisions, so all I right. need to know what you guys think. And if I do it, it's all or nothing. I just go without anything.
All right. I believe that you can do it, but to be safe, I would simplify it.
Harry?
Well, if you're going to do it, definitely simplify straight away.
Right, but then Dougie, sorry. Before.
I think you should just go for it.
Seriously, Dougie?
That's the
You've got 5 lives, man.
And a simplify.
You casually suck this.
I'm enjoying it. I'm not ready to go home yet.
But it's your choice.
It's such a tough decision. I mean, £50,000 is a real... That's a serious chunk of money.
You have to think now about what it would feel like to win £100,000 for your charities. 50 grand apiece.
But
you have
and it's a
to
massive
think
but.
What it will feel like
if I lose.
To lose £50,000 and be down to the £1,000. Here's your statistic. It takes just over 4 lives on average.
Oh, man.
But you have a simplify, and we've seen it done in one.
Come on, Tom!
Boys, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
Simplify and do it.
OK, I'm going to go.
Head up.
Q, please simplify the game.
The size of the target has been increased.
Bigger hole. Each one of those balls by the side of you represents one of your remaining lives. Pick one of those balls up and get a feel for it. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Weighty enough?
Yeah, I like it.
For £100,000. Throw the ball and smash the glass for £100,000. Remaining for £100,000. Nice and calm. You go when you're ready.
£100,000!
very often. Game seven is to beat the cube. £250,000. This will be a game you have already played before, but at a much harder level. What's it going to bring back?
I wonder.
What's inside the cube?
Barrier. Tom, for £250,000, you must cross the cube whilst blindfolded. This time, you face not two, but three barriers. So you're one game away from beating the cube. The question is, have you got the nerve, Tom?
There it is. Three barriers to cross. This is what it thinks it can trip you up with. But you have four lives. Four lives for this game. Can you beat the cube?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was a really tough game, this one. It looks so much harder now.
You only lost one life. You've got four. Guys, could he do it? Could he beat the cube?
I think obviously you could, but mate, you've done so well and we're so proud. And
beyond your goal.
Like, honestly.
It is your decision.
£100,000 is an amazing amount of money. You know, we've seen, you know, I know what it's going to do for Bert. That's an incredible amount of money for them. And for Comic Relief, we've, you know, we've been to Uganda. We've seen exactly what that money goes to. And it's an incredible charity. So thank you very much, Cube, but I'm taking the money.
You haven't beat the cube, but you will take away